Forget the wedding ring. In the Middle Ages, fidelity came with a lock and key. When a man went off to war or on long journeys, he didn't just leave promises. He left a locked iron belt on his wife's body. It was the feared chastity belt, a real heavy metal device with a padlock completely covering the woman's intimate area. There were only two small openings, one for urinating, the other for defecating. Even then, they were surrounded by sharp spikes to prevent any kind of betrayal. If anyone tried to force it, they'd get hurt. The husband kept the key, and the woman? She could remain locked in it for months, even years, unable to remove it, not even for hygiene. Prolonged use led to wounds, infections, and extreme pain. And if she tried to take it off without permission, she was punished. They claimed it was for protection, to shield her from malicious men. But the truth was simple. Complete control over the female body. In practice, love was guarded by metal, suffering, and fear. In the Middle Ages, fidelity was a prison with a lock.